This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Metroplex. We're commercial-free in the expressway. We're going to ask Reddit, Brian Broaddus' favorite segment, at 7:40. We have an Outlaw Music ticket giveaway for you. Turning it on, leaving it on, you're appreciated.
You're appreciated.
Thanks for joining the program. The biggest quarterback questions around the National Football League as we take about 6 weeks off before training camp and specifically focusing on the East.
Yep. So over at ESPN, Dan Graziano has the 32 quarterback questions for all 32 teams. And before we jump into this list, I'm curious. I know you've mentioned this on the air before that you're like, yeah, what's Graziano bringing to the table? So, have you come around any? I feel like he's been involved in some better stories over the last year or so.
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, no. He's the Chris Broussard of the National Football League. And I think Chris has more of a track record of breaking stories.
Oh, that hurts. Calling somebody a Chris Broussard is best.
I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, last night, I know everyone's scared to say it. Like, I never watch games on mute. All right? I'm not like bitter Michael Lombardi, where every announcer is a moron.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I was doing something else as well while having the game on. I can't listen to that broadcast very long. They are so freaking corny. And again, these are guests that have been on the show. Dan Graziano, Mike Breen, but I can't listen to it. Doris Burke is so cheesy. She's the corniest of all. And then Mike Breen, like, sang a music lyric. It's just so cheesy and so corny. I cannot do it. I'm sure that's going to be written about. Barrett Sports Media will get me for saying that, like they did us with Roy McIlroy.
All right, so let's look at the biggest question facing each quarterback room in the NFL, and we'll take it through the NFC East lens. Do you want to start with the Dallas Cowboys, or do you want to start with the rivals here?
Let's go Cowboys.
All right, kicking things off with the Dallas Cowboys. The top question, and it's a little bit probably easy to guess, and it's which version of Dak Prescott will we get this season? It says the Cowboys hope it's the healthy version. Prescott has played 6 fully healthy seasons in his 9-year NFL career, and the Cowboys won the NFC East in 4 of those seasons. That's the old choppy line that when the quarterback's healthy for the Cowboys, they're generally in the playoffs. If they're not in the playoffs, it's usually because the quarterback got hurt. Even after losing Prescott to a hamstring injury midway through last season, Dallas still managed to finish 7-10. Prescott is expected back healthy to start training camp, and the team added George Pickens to pair with CeeDee Lamb and expand Prescott's options in the passing game. If the post-Zach Martin offensive line holds up the way the Cowboys expect, Dallas has plenty of reason to think it can contend with Philadelphia and Washington in the NFC East. And we're going to do it 7:40. I've got some over-unders for you guys. For the Cowboys this season.
And when?
At 8:40. And one of these will focus on Dak Prescott and what kind of output we potentially expect from him. But ahead of that.
He said 7:40, right, Peyton? You're laughing.
He did, yeah.
He said 7.
I was the only one.
I mean, okay. I screwed it up. I'm a screw up.
Oh, no,
I get it.
No, you want to call on everyone else? You all make your faces and you call G-Bag and your laundry list for Zach and worst take? Yeah, hold everyone accountable.
Yeah, because that's you guys. That's not me. Me, I'm not supposed to be called that. You know what I mean? No, okay, all right. I said 7:40. I meant 8:40, below the belt.
Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan. Bobby Belch admits he was wrong without any buts or caveats.
Nice job,
Bobby.
Nice job, Pepe.
Okay, so
this is brushed over. Come on, let's go.
All right, I said. By the way,
in Dak's 8 games last year, his QBR was.
He generally has a floor of around 62. So
I think it was like 39 though.
45.
Oh,
it was not good last year.
It was a 45 QBR. Let me just remind you, because again, Bobby Hagelin don't want to let go of the beginning of the season, and I understand why they were getting their ass kicked. He threw for a .133. Well, actually, did they start? They started with Cleveland.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
179. In a win, 293 with 2 picks, 379 against Baltimore. That might have been garbage yards. They were getting murdered.
Mm-hmm.
With 2 touchdowns, no picks. 221 against the Giants, 2 touchdowns, no picks. 2 touchdowns against Pittsburgh with 2 interceptions as well. And then 178 against Detroit, 243 against San Fran, 133 against Atlanta, season over.
Yeah, it was. He did not play well even when he was healthy. And to me, that's the biggest question, is that when Graziano says, which version are they getting? To me, that is the question. But the question is, are you getting the healthy version or
not? That's all it is. It's all about health.
Well, how much are you attributing health to the first 8 terrible games? Not terrible, but that QBR is terrible.
Right. He didn't play well.
That's not a health excuse.
He didn't play well early in the season. I think, and at the time we had talked about this, that a lot of it, I think, was he had zero confidence in the offensive line in front of him. I think this year he's going to feel like the offensive line is going to be able to protect better. Now, that's still on Dak to manage and work around it, but it felt like he just didn't have the trust in what was in front of him blocking, and what it caused was it caused him to play poor. It caused him to rush through things that he typically doesn't. So, to me, I think the offensive line is going to be improved, and if he's healthy, I think he's going to play really well. It's just a question of, does he stay healthy or not? For me, anyway.
That's a lot. I mean, that's all it is for me, too. Is he healthy? At the offensive line is good. Dak has shown that when the O-line is good, he's generally a good quarterback. In a related story, everybody else is in the league, too. I mean, that's the number one thing for a quarterback is your O-line good? And if it is, you're generally having a good season.
The 32 questions for 32 quarterback situations in the NFL from Dan Graziano over at ESPN. The Philadelphia Eagles, we'll jump over to them now. How will the Eagles' annual coordinator change affect Jalen Hurts this time? The 22 Eagles reached the Super Bowl with Shane Steichen as the offensive coordinator, but then Steichen got hired away. Hurts and the Philly offense regressed badly under Brian Johnson in 2023. Then Kellen Moore was brought in last season, built one of the all-time great run games, and won the Super Bowl as a result. But now Moore is the coach of the Saints, and Kevin Petullo has been promoted to offensive coordinator. Underestimating Hurts is clearly a foolish endeavor at this point, but he and the team are surely hoping things go better than they did the last time they promoted from within to fill the coordinator spot. I'm curious. Bits aside, and my own Kellen bit aside, I mean, I really do like him as a coach, but obviously I'm trying to like dig at McCarthy every time I do that. But how much credit do you give Kellen Moore for what we saw in Philly last year versus just you were attached to the project, dude?
I mean, look, Philadelphia's been really good for several years with or without Kellen. Now, they won the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and Hurts was, you know, generally pretty good.
He was definitely reined in, though. Mm-hmm. He was definitely scaled back.
So, you know, I mean, it's...
He threw for 3,700 and 3,900 yards the years before. Last year, 2,900.
Oof.
Well, if he played 15, but still, I get it. My question to y'all was going to be, how have you changed your mind about Hurts after the ring? The QBR was a 65 last year. The years prior, 61 and 68.
Look, I mean, he's always been a really good quarterback, but he's always had a ceiling. I think he's tough as hell.
How do you feel about him as a thrower is my main.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think he's a good thrower. Yeah, I think there's a limitation there. I think he's a good thrower. I don't know if there's anything. I think if he has to throw, he can throw. I wouldn't like. Obviously, the running is a major part of his game, and that's a major threat, and that's what allows him maybe to throw. This is the one problem that a lot of quarterbacks are going to have who use their legs is as they age. You know. Do they progress as passers enough to be able to deal with it? Like, Dak doesn't use his leg nearly as much as he did as a young quarterback.
Right. I mean, yeah, he just
basically
can't.
At all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He can't. I guess I view Hurts as, I don't know, I view him as he's a good player. I think he could, if you ask him to do everything, I think he can get you to the playoffs and he can't win you the Super Bowl. I think he can be present for the Super Bowl and be an asset. But if he's...
Wait. Doesn't he have all-time Super Bowl numbers?
No,
his best game has been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he had one of the best games in a loss, like, ever.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason Kelsey. He ran for 3 touchdowns. I'm talking about him as a passer. But here's the thing, is that when you watch Hurts play, I think that...
Look up his Super Bowl numbers.
No, you can look him up. I mean, he was good against Kansas City the first time. It was not, like, this prolific 400-yard passing game. But if you look at... I think that when I say that he can be present for it... I'm saying if you're asking him to ride, if you're riding everything on Jalen Hurts and you don't have a Barkley running game, whatever else, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
They're just not, he can't do that. He can be present for it, but there's clearly got to be, it's within certain lines that he's successful and what he can be. But I think he's a good passer. I just don't think he's a difference maker at quarterback.
He was pretty bad in that Super Bowl loss. He was only 27-38 for 304, touchdown, 75 yards rushing. I mean, that's pretty buns.
I mean, it's, if we're talking about in terms of like carrying the team as a passer, it wasn't enough, and he wasn't.
It was 304 yards passing.
304 yards passing on 38 attempts. Like, I mean, that's not like a prolific push the ball downfield performance.
That's fair. That's fair. It's not 12 an attempt, but it's still pretty good.
And last year, do you have it?
Last year,
by the way, is weighing in to probably try to upset Bobby.
Hit me.
I can't believe how bad McCarthy made Dak play last year.
Bobby. Last year, 221 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, 72 rush yards. So he had only 293 total.
The biggest quarterback questions in the East and around the NFL here on 105 through the Fan.
All right, do we want the Commies or do we want the Giants next?
Commanders.
All right, let's go to the
Giants even have a quarterback.
Right. Let's go to the Washington Commanders next. Will we be talking about Jaden Daniels in the MVP race this season? Well, I think that's missing the question right there. It says the second pick of the 24 draft, Daniels was a revelation as a rookie, leading the Commanders all the way to the NFC title game. Washington added Laremy Tunsil and Deebo Samuel. It kept the coaching staff together, and now Daniels enters his second season with high hopes to go even further. Will the league figure out Daniels in year 2, or will he build on his historic rookie season and establish himself as one of the NFL's elites right away? I think framing it through the lens of, are we talking about him as an MVP candidate? Misses the mark, because I think the bigger question for Washington right now is, the reality is a lot of what he did early on did mirror what RG3 did early on. And it's the question to me is more just, should be framed through the lens of, is the league going to figure him out? because I think that's the greater concern. It's not just like, is he just going to be good or is he going to be an MVP? No, it's like, it's more like, is the league going to start figuring out ways to work around him? But he was fantastic last year.
What is the trend on second-year quarterbacks, right? Because I think we're used to saying there's a step back, a drop off. I think that's why you were not as high on Houston last year.
Stroud, I mean, I thought you were going to have a drop off of some kind. Just the league catches up. Year two is the year because the league catches up. They figure you out, and then it's up to you to adjust.
Yeah, I mean,
they haven't really figured out. I mean, have they figured out Hurts? I was hoping that his game was figure outable, Aaron Rodgers, and it doesn't feel like it. Not that he's dissecting and picking apart defenses with his arm, but they definitely didn't figure out Lamar.
Yeah,
may have figured out from a passing standpoint to some degree.
So I think they figured out Hurts, and then there was an adjustment. So like if you like Hurts and the Eagles adjusted and changed up his game because he was asked. I mean, you look at the year before, 2023, he threw 538 passes. Last year, he threw 361. Like, I mean, we're talking about 200 fewer pass attempts that he had. And if you look at his progression, first 3 years, relatively efficient, his QBR peaked. Then in that 23 season, he threw 15 picks. He was not nearly able to take advantage of some of the things that he had the year before. And then they reined him in and figured out, all right, let's work within this context. Daniels, I think, is unique because He presents such an issue with the way that he can threaten with his legs that it gives so many different softer looks.
And there's no way he is going to be as dumb running as RG3 was. Robert refused to be like Russell Wilson, who was the smartest slider that I've ever seen. Ervion on Twitter says, let Bobby know Hurts is number one in Super Bowl history for completion percentage and has the highest EPA per dropback as well. So yeah. I'm just reading Twitter.
No, I know. And this is why it's like, again, if you're looking at it from an efficiency standpoint and the things that he did in there, like, yeah, those games, especially when they got up early on Kansas City on this last one, he played well. It's just, again, it's not like he's not the greatest Super Bowl performer of all time like people try to talk about. Like, that's what Kelce's tried to say. The greatest Super Bowl performance of all time. No, there's like eight of them that were better at quarterback than that one. So that's the Washington setup. There were a couple other questions from around the league that stood out in this one.
What about the Giants?
Oh, the Giants. I totally forgot about them like the rest of the league did. Can the Giants resist Jackson Dart temptation all season?
Every year,
it seems like there's at least one team telling us it wants to sit its rookie quarterback as long as possible. Yeah. All year, if necessary. The Giants signed Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston to make double sure they didn't do it. It says, but the reality is it rarely works out. Last season, the Patriots were starting Brissett, and ultimately they put Drake May in. Unless the Giants are scoring points and winning games, it feels inevitable that they reach a point where it's time to see what Dart can do, which will be absolutely nothing, because that dude is not a very good football player.
Play him. Play him.
I agree.
You know what Russell Wilson is at this point. He's an old man. Jameis is fun, right?
Jameis can also be a perfect backup. He's not going to get ticked off and being like, why aren't I next up here?
Absolutely.
He's too busy worrying about giving New York Apple tours.
Right. If you make Russ the backup, Russ, I think I get that Russ might be a pain in the butt. You know, Jameis is not going to be a pain in the butt.
Who are the success stories of sit for a full year or two?
And Mahomes.
Mahomes was
the obvious one.
But again, Mahomes was, see, that's the question. Are Mahomes and Rodgers just Mahomes and Rodgers?
Right.
Or did sitting somehow, Chad Pennington sat for 2 years and then felt like, all right, he came on and he was ready to play.
Brady,
yeah, he sat for a year and a half and he was kind of forced into it. That wasn't a plan. It was more just like, he's not the best player. But yeah, I think of Rodgers, I think of Pennington and those sort of examples. But I mean, you do have the immediate impact right away from a rookie quarterback has shifted dramatically. Baker was successful right away. Jaden Daniels was successful right away. CJ Stroud right away. Because the concepts between college and the NFL have blurred so much that the learning curve isn't the same a lot of times.
Eli sat for half a season.
And was awful when he came on the field.
Yep. God, who's else is number one? Rivers probably sat.
Rivers sat the whole first year under Brees.
Goff, I don't know. He only played a handful of games his first year. I don't remember if he sat.
NFL questions or the one burning question for every quarterback room in the NFL from Dan Graziano. We got a couple others that are outside of this, and some of these are just bizarre or potentially fascinating. This is the one that I couldn't get over. Chicago's question, is it already now or never for Caleb Williams?
Oh, my God.
This is ESPN?
This is Graziano specifically.
Oh.
But, yeah, is it already now or never for Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears? Dan Graziano writes that this is a little bit dramatic, okay? He says, well, no, Williams was the number one pick in the draft and has two fully guaranteed seasons plus an option year on his contract. Even if this year is a disappointment, Williams is likely to get more chances. But it's also fair to say the honeymoon period was very short and is officially over.
Stupid.
Now, here's the only thing I would say. Is the honeymoon period potentially over just because of the comments that were made this offseason or that came out?
No.
If people were upset about that?
No. I mean, I don't live in Chicago, but no.
To me, it's a genuine... Everything that Caleb Williams had said was correct, except for apparently the coaching thing, if you ask Matt Eberflus. But otherwise, I thought that all of that was the same. There's another question on here that I don't understand at all. Could the Falcons go back to Kirk Cousins without a Penix injury? If the Falcons were to go back to Cousins this year before like any sort of an issue with Penix, like if he had an injury or some other thing, that's an organization that needs to be just blown up, their entire organizational structure. Because when you publicly did to Kirk Cousins what you did, not saying he didn't deserve to have it swapped out,
yeah,
but when you make that move, and if you were to go back, not even give him a full season, a guy who's already 26 or whatever he is in Penix, to work through that a little bit and become the starting quarterback, that feels like just organizational malpractice.
The Falcons, I think, are a really bad organization.
Yeah,
they are.
That's what it seemed like.
They, look, think of this. Whoever is it? Is it Fontenot that's been there forever or Rich McKay?
Rich McKay was.
Yeah, Rich McKay's with the league now.
Okay, so this was a Lombardi thing maybe it was Fontenot. He'd been there since like 2004, and he's going into last year, he was five games.
It's Fontenot.
Yeah, five games over 500 in that time, and whatever they did last year would have altered that. And he's like, who in the league, other than Jerry, is still the GM or in charge of the organization when over a 20-year stretch you're basically 500? It doesn't make sense. And you had Matt Ryan for half that time.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.